and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow.
Partay.
As I said, when you wake up with a bongo drum, something, it's either a really good party or something has gone awry in your life.
Yeah.
I believe that's Rebecca's bongo drum from my party Saturday.
Were there any black berets and turtlenecks around?
I was playing the bongos while you were singing the songs.
Jim Ward on harmonica. Ladies, what that man can do with his mouth. Magic. Happy Monday, everybody. Yeah, you said it, Chris, on Friday. What happens when TV people from Current and radio people party? Kablooey. We named the new Romney kid.
You get bongos. Kablooey.
Yeah.
Babalooey.
A good time was... Oh, there's leftovers for everybody, America, here. Leftover pizza
there's
and...
There's one piece of pizza left, America.
Courtney's guacamole. Courtney Art.
Lovely Courtney. Jackie
was
there,
so,
Courtney.
He was so squeezy.
I know.
Because there are a lot of hot chicks from Current, and Jim, like, introduced to fresh meat, is just, he's not, I shouldn't let him out.
And where was the lovely and talented Mrs.
She
Ward?
Had to work, so.
Okay.
Oh, I sort of have a vague memory of everybody getting really drunk, slobbering over all the hot chicks from Current. That's all and I apologize. I apologize, Current chicks. I'm really sorry. I know a lot of particularly pervy people. But anyway, at
even the San Diego Jew was there.
Yeah.
Stop it. All right, I
in
misspoke.
In the end, there can be only one.
All right. So we had a good time, I think, was had by all. All I know is Courtney brought guacamole and tequila.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, which I think it's we should warn of the dangers again.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Mm-hmm. Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? Mm-hmm. If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Yay. I'm trying to use the phone!
Yeah, you know it's a weekend when I come in and Rebecca goes, give me my bongo back!
Shish!
Okay.
Bongo, a banjo.
And a toy guitar.
And a toy piano.
And a toy piano.
Everything with O in it.
Yeah.
Like the toes.
It's official. I know the weirdest group of people in
bongos,
the entire...
Bongos, banjos, and pianos.
Universe. Current people are still a little bit in shock.
She should have had an oboe as well.
I think one of my friends was crawling into everyone's lap telling them that she loved them. Yeah. I don't remember.
Oh, dear.
I have lap friends. Some people have lap dogs. I have lap friends.
Yeah, towards the end of the night, she wouldn't stop making me flex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when do you ever stop?
Well, I'm like, come on.
All right. Yikes.
Courtney says she wants that tequila commercial as her ringtone.
It's a little long, but
yeah,
okay.
A little long.
Just a cautionary tale. Oh, dear. All right. Well, you know, I was, it was one of my first weekends as a single gal.
Yeah. All the single ladies.
Well, I woke up with a bongo, so it's not all bad.
You know, there were some women from Current there.
Bob writes, Steph, sorry things didn't work out with Lisa. I don't know what I'd do if I were on the radio. I had to be funny and charming and be strong. Just fake it, Bob. A million or so people sending their caring thoughts and prayers. Aw, thank you, Bob. Yeah, my friend sent me. Have you heard of Maria Bamford?
I have not. Oh, she's great. Yeah.
She's hilarious.
I did a reading with her for something years ago.
But this was her bit about, you know, Delilah on the radio, but after a breakup.
Yeah. I can't listen to love songs. Love songs on the coast with Delilah. Where are you calling from tonight? What are your requests and dedications? What's your name? Happy holidays. Where are you calling from? Hi, Amy, calling in from Tustin, Arizona. What's going on with you tonight, Amy? So you and Matt broke up. That's hard. That's tough. What do you want to say to Matt tonight? We'll play that for you. That's Penny Lover by Lionel Richie.
She's great.
But she's got a high little voice.
But she only sounds normal when she's doing the character.
Yeah.
No, she's friends or she's neighbors with one of my friends, and they go, no, she sounds like that. That's how she talks. Yeah. All right. Jim, guess the quote. Who said Romney says unemployment should be 4%? I was Secretary of Labor last time it was 4%. We got there by raising taxes on the rich and investing in education and infrastructure. Who said that?
Rob Reichman.
That's my friend that was at the party. No.
Although it's kind of close.
Robert
very close.
Reich,
right. Yes.
Who was the Labor Secretary under Clinton. Yes. Ooh, this is ominous news, isn't it, for Republicans? They just elected a socialist in France.
Zitler. It turns out people don't like austerity measures for things they didn't do.
Angry Greek voters punish leaders over austerity.
I think Angela Merkel's days are numbered.
Yeah, she may actually want a back rub from George Bush now. Yeah. Oh, I'm feeling so tense.
And it's so funny. She's conservative in Europe, but she would be
she's to the left of Obama.
Far to the left of Obama, here.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Julie in Seattle says, Steph, Mitt got filmed with a cell phone at a fundraiser in white slacks and a Navy yachting jacket. You may have seen a bit of it on TV. Seriously, you have to watch the whole thing. If I were Obama's campaign people, I'd be running that video as a TV ad. No comment needed. Just Barack at the end saying, I'm Barack Obama. That was Mitt Romney. And I approve this message.
He should have had an ascot and a captain's hat. That would have been perfect.
Lovey, good heavens, a Harvard man.
Thurston, have you seen my $1,000 T-shirt? he was at it. We talked about this. He was at that private fundraiser at the home of the pizza giant. Lots of pizza giants on the right. Herman Cain.
Oh, is this the Domino's guy?
John Schnatter. Schnatter.
Is he the Domino's guy, the far-right Catholic wacko?
I don't think I want any Schnatter
on
the pizza.
No. That's Monahan.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of them. Who knew? Why are all pizza guys right-wing wacks? I don't know.
I have no idea.
And we're eating pizza.
Eating right-wing pizza. Although, it's from Louise's, and I do believe that Louise is a good Democrat.
Yes, I think there's socialist leanings there. Okay. Mitt Romney is seen on a cell phone offering his candid thoughts on how Republicans and Democrats view wealth.
He has thoughts?
He said, who would have imagined pizza could have built? Who could have built this? Who would know that? Why, my goodness, this is really something. Don't you love this country? And then he says, what a home this is. What grounds these are. See that right there?
Rich people.
Okay, most people have
a
yard if they're lucky.
Right.
You have a yard. I posit to say the Romneys don't know anyone with a yard.
These grounds are splendiferous.
Oh, these grounds are magnificent.
I would like a yard. I would just like a yard. I don't have a yard.
Of course not. I would have to pay you something for you to be able to afford a yard.
My van down by the river only has a river bank. It doesn't have a yard.
Oh,
there's
dear.
A river in downtown? I had no idea.
Yes, there is. The Los Angeles River.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Lives in the van by it. All right. you got to see that video. Just stuff like that. Just literally, I'm going, grounds. Who says that?
Thurston Howell says
that. Oh, my goodness. Your grounds are lovely.
Grounds?
My compliments to your groundskeeper.
And your footman.
There's like, you sense that it's like a Caddyshack. There's just somebody for gopher wrangling. There's just one of those.
And some guy talks out the side of his mouth.
Exactly. And he talks out of the side of his mouth. All right. Looky here. Did you see this? Julie also sent me this. Drivers moving along Chicago's inbound Eisenhower Expressway on Friday may have been surprised to see Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
The what? Huh?
Staring at them from a massive billboard. It says, I still believe in global warming. Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Hours later, the billboard was gone. It seems the ad campaign sponsored by a conservative Heartland Institute had bombed, so to speak. We do not apologize for running the ad, and we will continue to experiment with ways to communicate the realist message on the climate.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because...
Well, then there's the scientific version
right.
of it.
Yes, there are a lot of scientists that are not as serial killers also believe in climate change.
Although
FYI.
Ted Kaczynski was smart enough to build bombs, so he did have some smarts.
All right. That was my sucking up to my new boss, Al Gore, segment, and now we move on.
And now a story about a bear.
And now. I probably have one of those.
Well, a little bit of sad news. You know the bear that
fell out of the tree and
he got hit by a car and killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you have to parse my bear story, Buzz?
Because
that was the happy story that he fell on the bouncy kid's castle.
But we still have that happy picture of him. Look, I can fly.
We can fly.
You've seen that picture, right?
Yes.
I can fly.
You will believe a bear can fly.
Now you're going to have to find me a happy critter story.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Research.
17 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Yo!
This song needs more bongo.
Bam. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the
hour.
And
more banjo.
Yeah.
And toy piano.
More
piano.
Tiny piano.
And oboe.
Mm. For a moment, I thought Rebecca and her husband Craig had brought Minnie Queen. Because who brings a tiny piano?
I was excited.
When someone says, what can I bring? I normally say wine from now on. I'm going to say.
Scaramouche, can you do the fandango? Easy come, easy come, let me go. Bismillah, love, we will not let you go. Bismillah, we will not let you go. Bismillah, we will not let you go.
All right. All right, you heard me, Courtney. Next time, no guacamole. If you come without mini kiss, forget it. All right. Speaking of parties, this Saturday in Minneapolis, the big sexy liberal party with John Fugelsang and Aisha Tyler. There are less than 100 tickets left. Those will be gone. All these shows sell out, so hurry. Get those last remaining tickets for Saturday night State Theater in Minneapolis. All right. Woohoo! Maybe I'll bring my bongo. All right, Chris.
And some lutefisk.
Yeah, and lefse. Chris in Chicago. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm actually on the inbound Eisenhower currently and just passed that billboard. It's still up. It's on one of those.
Oh, it's up. Okay.
Yeah, it's on one of those video, digital billboards that they just cycle on and on, you know. And I cracked up when I saw it. It's just so stupid looking. I mean,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be like if they put a Mother's Day ad saying, well, Hitler loved Mother's Day. Do you still like Mother's Day? I mean, really?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, I have breaking news about Hitler.
There's breaking news about Hitler?
Yeah, now he's really a bastard. Gawker brings us the headline. Hitler was a flatulent coke fiend who bolstered his libido with bull semen.
Sure.
What a jerk.
And we know this now because...
Well, the flatulence is well known because he was a beer-drinking vegetarian. He was raw vegetables and beer was his diet, pretty much.
Yeah.
The bull semen thing I didn't know about.
No. Let me tell you. Gawker brings us... the story. There are rarely seen Hitler documents up for auction next week. Now don't you wish you didn't spend all your money on that tortilla with the Virgin Mary on it?
The Hitler documents that just appear randomly.
How do we know that they're Hitler's documents?
Well, there's two lengthy reports on Hitler's health. The Fuhrer farted constantly, as we mentioned, as a result of his vegetarian diet, and was the recipient of regular bull semen injections aimed at rejuvenating his flagging libido. Hitler.
Were they injected?
What are you suggesting?
I don't know.
Bloodstream.
Into the bloodstream. Nothing. Gotcha.
Oh.
Gotcha. There are other ways.
Oh, I see. Well, he was a vegetarian, but you're saying maybe... All right, never mind. Maybe meat ate him? Okay, never mind. I don't know what I meant by that.
Who can say?
The doctor says Hitler was very fond of the society of attractive women, particularly during the years of his rise to power. In later years, his libido was apparently sublimated with the increase
in... He lost the power to rise, apparently, yes.
Yes, yeah. in his increase in responsibility.
Sure.
You know, when he got busier with the... never mind.
You know,
yeah.
Like being bombed, yeah. You know, 24/7.
The whole
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, then he...
Yeah, the unpleasantness.
Exactly. Dr. Morrell believes Hitler, although not strongly inclined to sexual activity, did have sexual intercourse with Eva Braun, though they were accustomed to sleep in separate beds.
Well,
well a lot of people.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about over there?
Lucy and Ricky Ricardo slept in separate beds.
Well, that was with the farting. Who'd want to be in the same bed with him? Or the same room, even.
Different bunkers, for God's sakes.
That's probably why she killed herself. Oh God.
Oh, God!
I cannot! Blam!
Adolf!
I can't take it anymore. Yikes. Years and years
she got
of this.
Tired of him Dutch ovening her.
Oh, stop it! Stop holding my hand under here!
So that's why he was in such a bad mood.
Uh-huh.
He was the flatulence.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yeah. The doctor mentions in the report that Hitler, who was sniffing cocaine to clear his sinuses...
Sure. As you do.
As one does. Had begun to crave the drug for its recreational attributes, so his dosage had to be lowered.
Yes.
Mm. There you go. Almost the Lindsay Lohan story.
Yeah. With the bull semen.
I just like the smell of it. I like the smell of cocaine.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Cordell in Kentucky, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Cordell.
Good morning, Mama. Good morning, Moose.
Good morning, baby.
So gay, blah, screenwriter at the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gling.
And I got a couple things I want to talk about. First of all, Mom, I'm so sorry I heard about you and Lisa this morning.
Oh, Cordell, it's all right. I'm back on track on my original plan of dying alone and being eaten by my dogs. But nobody discovering it for several months because these guys clearly wouldn't care.
No, we just called John Fugelsang.
Yeah.
This gives me the...
Or David Bender.
Or David Bender.
Not till boy band called you and said, there is some smell next door. Y'all got to do something about.
See, this gives me the opportunity to say that now that you're available, I'm now going from gay to questioning.
There you go. It's like magic.
Wow.
I wanted to just make sure that you're doing okay. You know, I know you've had some problems with floaters in your eye, and I don't know if I told you guys this before, but I am partially blind in my left eye.
I had that. That was the other good news last week. Is I have to go back for more glaucoma testing. So yeah.
Please,
so now I'm seriously like a single elderly bitter shut in loser with no elder care now.
If you ever listen to anything I say, take it from somebody like me. Don't mess around with glaucoma, because if you let it go for too long, glaucoma.
Oh, I don't know yet. I have to go back for more testing. That testing is annoying. Can I just tell you?
It's a little puff of air, isn't it?
No, there are more tests than just that.
Oh, okay.
I think that one's just a joke. That's just to get your attention. Oh, okay.
Whoa,
all right.
Paying attention now.
All right. Right back.
I just want to watch you flinch.
Made you flinch. Back with the Rude Pundit next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Just like the ancient Romans.
Yeah, except their empire was falling apart.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Velma in California. Hey, Velma.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. How you doing? Go ahead.
I'm fine. I just wanted to say that as an African-American, and I do consider myself a Christian, uh-huh. I do understand the God's law versus man's law, and I do understand separation of church and state. And I would like to say that these people who are anti-gay people getting married or anti-anybody's civil rights, they're not true Christians in my opinion. These are self-serving, hypocritical cowards
yep.
that stand behind Christianity and, you know, say all this crap because they're a coward.
You know, Velma,
and I feel, you know, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you something. A lot's been made of, you know, that blacks don't support marriage equality in the same numbers that, you know, the Americans do overall. There's only about 30% approval rating. And so, you know, they put out these memos of trying to use that as a wedge issue because they say some blacks are offended by comparing it to civil rights, you know, that blacks fought for. But, you know, what I was thinking, it's even if you don't think being gay is a choice, why would it still be okay to discriminate against? Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't feel that you're right. I don't feel that you should discriminate against anybody. I feel that everybody should have equal rights. I am pro rights of everyone. I feel that, you know.
Well, it's like discriminating against somebody for their religion, isn't it? It's like you choose what religion you're going to be. Why would that be okay? So even if you don't believe that being gay is a choice, why would you go, well, that's okay for them not to have the same rights that we all have?
But you have to understand also that a lot of these, I call them so-called ministers, they're getting their palms greased, they're greedy, they're getting paid to say a lot of things. And then you also have people who follow anything that anybody tells them.
Yep.
You know, so this is what you have. And then you also have people who are just plain old-fashioned ignorant. But you also need to look at this. How many times have you heard black people bashing gay people or harming them or hate crimes against gay people? You don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You
yep.
don't see it.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, you know, this is just another way to put it out here that, oh, well, blacks are against you. That's a lie. I mean, come on now. I mean, you really have to think about who are the people who really do harm people because of their sexual orientation. Who are the people who really do this stuff?
White rednecks.
You know, what is,
all
that,
right.
what is that profile?
Mostly
you
white
know,
rednecks.
I mean,
all right,
exactly.
Velma, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call, honey. All right, he's on the line. It's time to get rude. It's Monday, everybody.
Lee Papa, the rude pundit. Pundit.
Good morning, Papa.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
A little raspy today.
Hmm. Don't want to know
what, about what happened. What'd you do?
I think it was Springsteen last week.
You were not dozing during that, like Chris Christie?
No. I was totally pleasuring myself during the whole concert.
Baby, awesome. The song rips the notes from your neck.
All right. Awesome. I love your post, kicking Gingrich while he's down, because why the not?
Frankly.
And indeed, why not, frankly?
Sure.
And you say, and so it was on May 2nd, 2012, one of the most disgusting spitting pustules in the recent, vile recent history of the diseased American body politic finally decided he'd had enough of people despising him in public. It really is true. And yet again, you have somebody on tape how many times saying, I'm going all the way to Tampa. I'm going all the way to Tampa, frankly.
Going all, just lying to us like we're wives just waiting to be left.
Yes, exactly. You say Gingrich, of course, ended his campaign with a head-slappingly self-aggrandizing piece of delusional stream of consciousness that seemed more like the ranting of someone who had acid slipped into his Metamucil. Yes, a last burst of grandiosity, right?
It was, and it was just bizarre. That's what I loved about it. Was, you know, yes, he reviewed his career. He talked about how great he was, but I loved all the talk about, you know, one day we will be space people.
Yes,
we will breed children on the moon who will one day marry me after they defrost me from being in a deep freeze.
Yes, you actually quote him as saying, "I happen to think that's a better future than methamphetamine and cocaine, and I'm going to argue for a romantic American spirit of doing things that matter to get to the human spirit. There's your choices, America. Moon colonies or crack. What do you choose, you pathetic Obama socialism-loving losers?"
And then I think that really is the stark question for Americans is, where do we want to go? Do we want to go down the, go into the meth tub back in the mobile home or to the moon?
Yes, those are only two choices, apparently, in Gingrichville.
There is no middle ground. There is no, let's just make the infrastructure here better.
And
let's invest in education. No. It's either that or meth.
I love that you end with, how much more clearly can it be demonstrated that Newt Gingrich's entire reason for ending the race was to squeeze every dollar out of his followers, that it was all a scam, Hell's Book Tour, an excuse to fondle zoo animals. And even the penguins didn't like him. They bit him.
No. They know when rotting flesh is touching them. They're gonna try to chop that down.
And they eat rotting fish. So
yeah,
exactly.
They wouldn't touch Newt Gingrich.
Get this thing the hell away from me.
So, Rude, meanwhile, while we weren't paying attention, I guess Ron Paul won Nevada and Maine, technically, over the weekend.
Yeah, at their GOP convention.
The delegates, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess once again proving that people that support Ron Paul have nothing better to do on the weekend.
No.
Ha! Oh, boy, send your cards and letters to Rude Pundit.
Well, we were talking this morning, too, about, you know, what you make of France electing a socialist, you know, Greece. I mean, obviously, they're rejecting these austerity measures. In some ways, you know, it's the same point that we were saying Robert Reich made this weekend, right? That, you know, how they got to 4% unemployment, right, was having the rich pay their fair share in investing in education and infrastructure, the exact opposite of what Romney is proposing.
Right. Well, they followed the Bush highway, and when they went down the Bush highway of cutting taxes and at the same time trying to cut back on services for people that the money actually matters to, this is the rebellion they get. This is the rebellion in Greece that could end up bringing down the euro. You know, this is... You don't have your population expect a certain standard of living throughout their lives and then say, I'm sorry, that's all done now. Because we won't tax the rich a little more.
And I think that the, you know, the 99% movement, the Occupy movement, I mean, I could be a overly happy, clappy liberal, but I think it's a perfect storm for President Obama, don't you?
Oh, I do. If nothing else, it'll get people energized. As long as they don't get to tar the movement with people like these idiots in Cleveland that got infiltrated by the FBI and made them pretend they were blowing up a bridge.
Yeah. Well, by the way, the other big deal over the weekend, Jim, was Joe Biden.
That's a big effing deal.
Meet the press.
I am absolutely comfortable with the fact that men marrying men, women marrying women, and heterosexual men and women marrying men are entitled to the same exact rights, all the civil liberties. And quite frankly, I don't see much of a distinction beyond that.
His office had to moonwalk that back just a touch.
Just a touch.
That sounded very equal marriage-y to me, didn't it?
Considering that he simply stated, like, it just happens all the time that men marry men and women marry women, like... Gee, don't we just accept this now?
It's not a big effing deal.
Yeah. I also loved his shout out to Will and Grace.
Did he really?
He said this was the change in attitude is mostly brought about by shows like Will and Grace.
Yeah, I think Will and Grace probably did more to educate the American public than almost anything anybody has done so far.
Will and Grace, and then later a Modern Family, I think.
Really? He shouted out to Modern Family?
No. I think it's Modern Family as well.
Modern Family. Yeah.
I think it proves that if we're going to have gays, we like them funny. Don't you think, Rick?
We do.
They better be quippy.
They better be. They better be those entertaining gays like Paul Lind.
Yeah.
They better have good writers.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Marcus Buckman.
That's right.
Well, so the vice president's office said Sunday that Biden's comments were not an endorsement of gay marriage.
No, of course
not. But simply
not.
A reaffirmation of his belief that same-sex couples deserve the same rights and protections as all Americans. You know, I have to say, as you know, I'm, you know, a huge supporter of the president. I am obviously a huge supporter of marriage equality. But I have to say, seeing even what's happening in North Carolina right now, is it smart politically for the president to let them turn this election into a referendum on gay marriage?
No, and that's a narrative that he can't let get away from him like Kerry did. I mean, that's Kerry. Mm-hmm. Yes, Kerry got swift voted, but he also got, I don't want to say gay married because he didn't. But
and I know we're farther ahead on the issue. I remember Chris and Jim saying that right before the 2004. You guys were like, oh, boy, I wish they hadn't brought this up now. You know, but
oh, no, they got all those marriage amendments on the ballot in 2004, and that's one of the things that that did carry in.
Right, but and I do think that we've progressed on the issue, but you know, again, it can't be said enough that we have made more progress on gay rights under this president than every other president combined. And I just, when I look at what's happening in North Carolina, when I look at what happened out here, Rude, believe me, we didn't think in California Prop 8 was going to pass.
Right.
And I got to say, right now, I'm hoping that doesn't happen tomorrow, but right now it's, you know, the gay bashing amendment is ahead in North Carolina.
And yet, you know what? Let me give you a little happy clappy bit of hope.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
All right.
I strangely enough have lots of friends in Cookeville, Tennessee, which is a town of about 30,000 people between Nashville and Knoxville. This past weekend, they had the very first gay pride rally that town has ever had. and it was well attended. I believe there were a few protesters outside, but it was held in a city park. It was they got permits from the city. The city said, sure, go ahead. I mean, because gay money is, that's big money. And there were people in that town that said, I have been here my whole life, and I never thought I would see this happen.
Wow.
And people were saying that, of course, positively and negatively.
I base my nervousness about North Carolina on one thing, and that is that I talked to my 89-year-old Republican mom yesterday. And we love each other primarily because we don't talk politics. And so we had a lovely conversation, and then somehow Amendment 1 came up. And I can't remember what I said. I said, you know, it would affect people unmarried, you know, like straight people that are unmarried mm-hmm. as well, you know. And she's like, oh, well, dear, I've heard other things about it, too. And I'm like, oh, I'm sure you have on Fox News.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have heard other things about it. And I'm like, all right, let's just not talk about that now. But I'm just saying they are good at this misinformation campaign.
Oh, totally. And they're going to make everybody feel as if it's a threat somehow, I don't know, to their children, that gay married couples will be kidnapping their children so they can pretend to play house. I don't know.
Yes.
You know,
well, only if they're priests.
That's true. That's true.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I know that there certainly is, you know, we've talked to people last week that, you know, the ground is ripe for an upset as well, because I think the more people get the right information in the polling is what they're showing is that they are going to vote against it. Because a lot of people, like I say, they were good enough at the misinformation like they were out here in California, that's why I think it got ahead, because people didn't realize what it actually did.
But there's also been a number of, I mean, a really well-organized movement in North Carolina against it. There's been a number of rallies against it. I know there was, I think that California, to an extent, sort of took it for granted. Oh, no, there's no way this is going to pass. And that the opposition to Prop 8 was not as organized as it could have been. And I don't think they're doing that in North Carolina. I think they're taking the threat, they're taking it even more seriously than California did.
Yeah, we were all sitting out here, you know, sipping Mai Tais, going, oh, please. Like that's going to be like us getting faced by on gay rights by Iowa.
Yeah. The Mormons are going to come in here and change our gay
rights.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Never happened. We're crazy liberal California.
Just remember, in the words of the immortal Judy Tenuta, it could happen.
It could happen.
Yeah.
All right, Lee Papa, the Rude Pundit, delightful as always. We'll see you next week, honey.
All righty, bye.
All right, there we go.
RudePundit.blogspot.com.
Thank you.
I heard that amendment forces men to wear tutus. Mm-hmm. It was on Fox. Must be true.
Somebody at my Harris Teeter told me that. Okay, 47.
Oh, the Harris Teeter.
47 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, I'm gonna make it.
Entirely sure what that means.
52 minutes after the hour.
In a related story. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show has been brought to you by On Top Magazine.
Hello.
On Top Magazine isn't your father's gay news website. What? Your dad's not gay? Sure he isn't. Marcus Buckman. But On Top has so much LGBT news, politics, and entertainment, you'll wish you were. OnTopMag.com. Let dad read it too.
Awesome. All right. Excuse me?
Sorry, no, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number.
Or Mr. Brady.
Free from anywhere.
What?
Bill Clinton on a robocall for against North Carolina Amendment 1. Vote against North Carolina Amendment 1 tomorrow.
No on one.
Compute says no.
Yes.
Hello,
or no?
This is President Bill Clinton. I'm calling to urge you to vote against Amendment 1 on Tuesday, May 8th. If it passes, it won't change North Carolina's law on marriage. What it will change is North Carolina's ability to keep good businesses, attract new jobs, and attract and keep talented entrepreneurs. If it passes, your ability to keep those businesses, get those jobs, and get those talented entrepreneurs will be weakened. And losing even one job to Amendment 1 is too big a risk. Its passage would also take away health insurance from children and could even take away domestic violence protections from women. So the real effect of the law is not to keep the traditional definition of marriage. You've already done that. The real effect of the law will be to hurt families and drive away jobs. North Carolina can do better. Again, this is Bill Clinton asking you to please vote against Amendment 1.
Thank you. Oh, yep. No, thank you. Yeah, it also, it would take away, like, hospital visitation rights from unmarried straight couples as well. I mean, it's a slippery slope when you start deciding who you can take rights away
from. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, and it's taking away rights that people are already afforded in North Carolina.
Which is why it was a big deal out here in California.
Absolutely.
Taryn in Los Angeles. Hey, Taryn.
Hi. As an African American, I want to say that I am a support of gay rights and marriage equality.
Thank you.
But I want to. You're welcome. But I also want to say that, you know, hypocritical as it may be, black people are seriously religious. Like, you know, if you want to rob a black neighborhood, you need to come to it on Sunday between 8 and 1 p.m. Like,
let me write that down.
You know, so it's a religious thing for a lot of African Americans. But I also want to say that gay does not equal tolerance. Gay does not equal non-prejudice. You know what I'm saying? So, I think I read somewhere that a lot of gay people voted for McCain in the last election. So it doesn't necessarily mean that because you're gay, you are liberal, quote unquote. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, so it's not like it's just us, or I can't speak for all African Americans, but it's not like it's just us. And I also wanted to say, like, when you make the statement about the Trayvon Martin, like, well, I had you guys back on the Trayvon Martin, I would hope that back on Trayvon Martin based on the fact that he was a child murdered by a grown man, and whether or not that he was African-American is irrelevant.
But, Taryn, the fact that he was African-American was relevant in this case, in my opinion, because...
Yeah, it is relevant, but I'm hoping that you was fighting for Trayvon Martin's justice just because, based on the fact that... Murder child.
Well, because I think it's ridiculous to say there wasn't a racial when he's on tape how many times talking about, you know, suspicious black kids, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't question the fact that it was racist. What I'm questioning is I hope that you would just be supportive of that just because it was a child.
Listen, the important thing is I had your back and you have my big gay back, and that's all I asked for. So thank you, Taryn.
But you know what? I know some gay people that voted for Prop 8, some gay black people. I mean, I don't know. Want everybody.
You know gay black people that voted?
By all means, do it.
You know gay black people that voted? Wow, they voted to take their own rights away?
Yes, I know, because it was a religious thing.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I know the girl that does my hair is gay, and she was like, I can't, you know, she says all the time that she knows what she's doing is a sin. That's her argument.
You know what you say to her? You know what you say to her next time? Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting? Just say that.
Well, ask her. I say to her, why would you say that? She's like, well, because that's what the Bible says, but that's how I feel. I mean, I know people who actually do it, so I don't know.
Yep. All right. Taryn, I appreciate it.
Understand.
I appreciate it. Wowee, that's a yikes. I have entirely too many rights. I need to get rid of some of these. All right.
The Bible was also pro-slavery in the Old Testament.
Just FYI. That's why I've never understood that. We've talked about this a million times with the ecclesiastical MOOC, but there are so many things in the Bible. Why do they pick that one thing?
It's pro-stoning, too.
Yeah, there are so many other things we need to
talking in public.
Seriously.
Yeah.
We need to get our ass to Long John
Silver's.
Yeah,
women talking in public.
Hello. Blah, 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 blah. Especially women talk as much as I talk about
different kinds of fabric. Huh?
Yeah. We need to get to Long John Silver's and take out some shrimp eaters.
I think I actually am wearing a poly cotton blend today.
Unclean!
Stephanie in Illinois.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, go ahead.
I don't consider I'm an expert at this, but I can tell you one thing. These black people are talking about basically against homosexuality. It's the biggest farce. My father has sang in the church since he was 8 years old. He's 83. He just stopped singing. My mother sang till I was around 12. And he sang in most of the major churches in the city of Chicago. And one thing I can guarantee, and I will argue anybody down to the grave with this, the majority of male musicians and choir directors in the black church are gay men.
What? Shocking.
Okay. 58 minutes after the hour, Eric Bowler from Media Matters is next to co-host Right Wing World on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, stephaniemiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there, executive producer Crystal Boy Voice, D.D. Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Sexyliberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website, Sexy Liberal on Facebook and on Twitter.
Yes, and on your Facebook page, Trisha writes, wait a minute, Stephanie's single and she's coming to Minneapolis? Hey, baby.
Whoop, whoop. All right, only a few tickets remain for this Saturday. Aisha Tyler, John Fugel sang and I, there are less than 100 tickets left. They are going fast for this Saturday night at the State Theater. Can't wait to see you in Minneapolis. Also, by the way, Boston going a little bit crazy since we announced that is also an Aisha Tyler date. Aisha Tyler, John Fugel sang and I, Aisha with us May and June, but the tickets at the Wilbur Theater also going very, very fast for the June date. Hal Sparks on tour with his band. He rejoins the tour in July. All right. Oh, Camellia, by the way, thanks me. Staff, thanks for the special radio code for Sherry's Berries. I ordered my mom a nice selection of chocolate-covered berries for Mother's Day. Her diabetes be damned.
Oh.
Great, you're turning me into the Paula Deen of talk radio. Get her the pro flowers, for God's sake. Don't...
She have like a big life insurance policy on her mom.
Get her a website at Big Commerce or something. Don't
a lot of sugar from Stephanie Miller. Here it is.
Oh, God.
All right, everybody's going all cattywampus. As I was saying, as we're on our forced march to Mitt-dom, apparently Ron Paul won Maine and Nevada this weekend. He won the actual the delegates. It's the he won a majority of the delegates at two state conventions.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oops.
Who knew we'd be able to use this for Maine?
The Maine dropped the Romney on his hand. Just like Ron Paul, whose suit is too big for his. To vote for Romney.
Thank you, Mike and Raleigh. Oh, pardon me. Hey. Sorry, instrumental. Here we go. All right. Kids, it is Monday, which brings us one of our very favorites.
Yeah.
Eric Bollard from Media Matters for America, doing the Lord's work as usual.
Eric Bollard.
Come on, baby.
Eric Bollard.
Let's dive into the right-wing world.
I don't know what that means.
Eric Bollard from Media Matters, whom we love.
Bollard.
Good morning, Eric Bollard.
Good morning.
I love your tweet about, haha, poor Twitter cons commenting on POTUS rally sizes because Mittens is filling arenas. Poor guys couldn't fill a ballroom at this point. Yeah, I mean, there were, 14,000 people at Obama's rally in Ohio, right?
Yeah, and that was the talk of the right-wing blogosphere, how it was half empty because some Romney aides turned away from the stage and shot some photos of the upper regions of this arena. Turns out today there's pretty good proof on a liberal blog posted that the Romney aides claimed that aid was taken, the picture was taken while Obama was speaking at the height of this rally. Look at all these empty. It's pretty good proof that that was a lie. It was taken before the place had filled up. 14,000. I haven't seen Mitt Romney draw 1,400 at a rally. But it's interesting. You go back to 2008, right? Obama was having these huge, huge rallies. And what was the attack from the right-wing media? He's just a celebrity. These huge rallies just prove that he's a celebrity. And now the right-wing claim is, oh, you know, his rallies are too small. You know, it just proves the appeal is. So if he has big rallies, it's bad. If he has supposedly small rallies, it's bad. It's Obama derangement syndrome, as we've talked about.
Yep. And as you you also tweeted, oh, look, Obama's current 50% Gallup approval rating, same as Reagan had at this juncture in his first term.
He did. Yep. And you know, obviously Reagan's recovery was a little different and a little more robust. But again, you know, the right wing chatter is Obama's doomed, and you know, he's a Jimmy Carter of our generation, et cetera. Well, he's not. He's pretty much he's right where Reagan was in his first term, and he's pretty much right where Bush was in his first term when he won re-election.
Yep. And then you write a piece about it. This is hilarious because I remember the it's an irony alert. Mitt Romney met with conservative bloggers and online writers in order to win over their election support and discuss messaging for the campaign, as well as ways Romney could work more closely with the bloggers. One described the meeting as sort of an olive branch to the conservative media. Well, you know, as you point out, they went, you know, bat crazy when Obama met with, you know, left-wingers last summer.
Oh, no, it wasn't even when Obama met. It was just this defunct list monster that, you know, some liberal writers and academics and activists would meet on, and they would chat about current events, and they talked about the 2008 campaign, you know, they commiserated and they organized. You know, it was a listserv, like about 10,000 listservs that exist. But Daily Caller and the Breitbart blogs, they found out about it, and they hyped it as this huge, you know, vast liberal media conspiracy. People were messaging. People were talking to each other in the media. And we have people, we have representatives from the Daily Caller and Breitbart meeting in secret with Romney himself to discuss campaign messaging.
Well, but not even that. Ways, as you said, disseminate opposition research on Obama. Like, you know, with the journalistic integrity of places like Breitbart sites, right?
Yeah. So, you know, liberals can't email each other because that's a vast conspiracy, but right-wing bloggers can meet in secret with the presumptive nominee and talk about how they can help him win the next election, and that's totally fine.
That's nothing
to see here, people.
All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing. Ooh, Eric Bollard is now psychic pundit. What you just said, Laura Ingraham's going to say that. Obama's just a what?
Obama is really... just, you know, come on in the end. He's more comfortable in the celebrity set. He's kind of a celebrity president. He's kind of like Ryan Seacrest or he has that celebrity aura about him, but it doesn't quite work for the economy.
The president's popular and cool, Eric, and that's...
This goes back. This craziness all stuttered was slow jamming the news, right?
Yep.
And that was... they freaked out over that. He's too cool. He's too funny. You know, we talked about what's next. He's too good looking. He's too charming. He's too fit.
And then did you hear this weekend the right wing blogosphere was taking him to task because he didn't mention a Beastie Boy dying?
Yeah.
What?
A Washington Times columnist. The headline is classic. I don't have it right in front of me. But it's, Beastie Boys member dies. Obama doesn't say a word. He's damned if he does, he's damned if he doesn't. If he talks about pop culture, if he's part of it, if he contributes to, you know, Jimmy Fallon show and others, he's just a celebrity and he's not serious. But apparently if he doesn't write, you know, a remembrance to a Beastie Boy, you know, he's ignoring pop culture.
This just in, Obama said word.
He can't do anything right. Again, these people are just sort of beyond. But it's interesting, right? He's too cool. He's too hip. We've never really seen that as a campaign slogan from the opposition. You know, the other guy's too cool. We'll see if it works. I have my doubts.
Yeah. Stephen Moore, Wall Street Journal writer on O'Reilly.
To borrow a phrase from the president, Laura, we tried it your way and it didn't work. We have thrown everything we've got in terms of this kind of Keynesian idea that government spending creates jobs. As you mentioned, we had the $800 billion stimulus bill. We've had $400 billion of mortgage modification programs. We had cash for clunkers, auto bailouts. I could go down the list. The point here is that all of that deluge of government spending simply has not worked, Laura. In fact, I would use exactly the opposite approach. I think I'd really start trying to cut back on all the spending.
Just like they're doing in Europe.
Austerity is such a proven success. I mean, it's interesting. He actually included the auto bailout as a failure and as an Obama failure.
Yeah.
And it's something that has led to higher unemployment and a weaker economy. It's amazing. Obviously, you could flip it around and say, what if Obama hadn't done anything when he came into office? What if he just continued the 700,000 lost jobs every month and didn't try to make a turn? But, you know, they opposed everything, and they're now even saying the auto bailout was a failure, and the auto bailout, you know, hurt Detroit and hurt the economy. That's a pretty amazing claim to make.
Yeah, exactly. Charles Krauthammer on the Brit Bear.
We have had high unemployment, but the turnover here, the dynamism is different. In Europe, they have had high unemployment, chronic unemployment. People who drop out are despair and discouraged is the norm. And what we're getting to is this European level, which fits this sort of Obama idea of European levels of taxation, entitlement, regulation, and now we're getting the chronic unemployment.
Yes, except that they're practicing what Mitt Romney's plan is in Europe, right. Austerity.
That's a little preview of what would come. It's interesting. I mean, it's what Krautheimer is trying to do is, you know, Obama is really a European socialism. And, you know, all that stuff was supposed to come here. Remember, if you go back to Glenn Beck, those riots in Greece, they were supposed to have come and gone in the United States. We were supposed to have smashed windows across the country. We were supposed to have $4 or $5 a gallon of gas because Obama is sort of this European socialist. It's weird. They look at the failures of Europe and almost wish they would come over here. They wish they would sort of haunt Obama and drag down the U.S. economy. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Eric Fuller, it's kind of creepy. That's my favorite. All right, Eric Fuller remains in the sidecar. 18 minutes after the hour, back with more Eric Fuller and more Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Yo, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. What up? 22 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere, Eric Bollert from Media Matters rejoins us to continue Right Wing World. Oh, I know. We did it to him last week again.
Sorry.
With Brian Fisher on the American Family Radio show.
Uh-huh. If Mitt Romney can be pushed around, intimidated, coerced, co-opted by a conservative radio talk show host in middle America, then how is he going to stand up to the Chinese? How is he going to stand up to Putin? How is he going to stand up to North Korea if he can be pushed around by a yokel like me? I mean, I don't think Romney's realizing kind of the doubts that this begins to raise about his leadership.
Okay, so you got Romney to do what you wanted to do, but you
And now he's a puss.
Now he's a puss for doing that. Wow.
That's great.
Well, you know, this is the whole right-wing media and the effect it has on the Romney campaign. This, of course, all surrounds, you know, the sacking, the resignation, however you want to describe it, of his spokesperson, openly gay spokesperson. And it was an embarrassment. It was an embarrassment for the Romney campaign. He really didn't have anything to say about it. Or a very good explanation, and it was clearly seen as kowtowing to the far, far right.
It was, I mean, and it was pathetic.
Even the regular right-wing media, I don't think, really cared. It was the evangelical right, hard right, that gave him a hard time, and you know, poof, the guy is gone.
That was incredible, too, because he was saying exactly what we've been saying on the left. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, and that's what you get for sucking up the religious right, right?
Yeah, right. And this is the same week as we talked about that Romney, you know, powwow with the incredibly irresponsible and dishonest right-wing media. He thinks he can, he can dance his dance all the way to November. He can't. You cannot align yourself with sort of this cabal of dishonest people and expect it's going to be a success for you.
But, Eric, I mean, isn't it the key reason why Mitt Romney is just, in my view, unelectable because of this complete lack of any kind of principle?
Right.
What did he try to do this weekend? Say, oh, well, no, I wanted him to stay. I mean, this is a guy with no core principles that wants to have it every way. Mm-hmm. He lets himself get bullied. And even this right-wing radio host knew that he caved. And then this Michael Guest is a gay diplomat who was appointed by George Bush. Yeah. He wrote this weekend, the Republican Party's leadership allows principles of fairness and equality to be hollowed out. He says Romney's slowness to comment amid the noise since Grinnell's resignation raises questions about his principles as well as the quality and depth of his leadership. I mean, he lost in every group on this.
Oh, he did, and he commented on it like 3 or 4 or 5 days later, like, oh gosh, I hadn't been thinking about it. Look, he got kowtowed, like I said, by the far, far evangelical right-wing media. Imagine what happens when sort of the quote mainstream right-wing media, Fox News, you know, the traditional right-wing bloggers, when they're upset about something Romney does, he's going to cave in like 15 seconds. He can't even hold off, you know, they're truly crazies who suggest, you know, gay people have no role in the Republican Party at all. It's amazing.
Wow. Eric, you tweeted about this, and I thought I had to hear it for myself. Ted Nugent?
Yep.
On CBS this morning?
God. Yeah, here we go.
Call me when you sit down across from someone who has more families with dying little boys and girls who get a call to take them on their last fishing trip in life. Call me when you meet someone who does that more than I do. Because that's really moderate. In fact, you know what that is? That's extreme. I'm an extremely loving, passionate man, and people who investigate me honestly, without the baggage of political correctness, ascertain the conclusion that I'm a damn nice guy, and if you can find a screening process more powerful than that, I'll... How's that sound?
Wow.
I'm a really nice guy. To prove it, I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Wow. I'm going to suck your wow or that producer. Yikes.
And that, and then he shouted at, to a woman producer something equally insane and offensive. And you have to understand, this was a CBS interview, sit-down interview. Very innocuous, very friendly. Tell us how funny you are. Tell us how controversial you are. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was nothing to prompt this bizarre.
You're so colorful. I guess he showed them.
Right.
Can I just say this makes me feel better about a really I had a really immature confession to make yesterday. I was running by the Greek Theater near my in LA with my two dogs, and on the billboard tonight it said REO Speedwagon Sticks and Ted Nugent.
Oh God! Oh,
and there were some guys. There's like some tech guys hanging around, and one of them yelled to me and said, "Hey, Steph, I love your show." And I said, I waved back. I said, "Thank you, Ted Nugent sucks." And he started laughing. Started laughing really hard.
And remember the Romney campaign. You know, sought out Ted Nugent's endorsement. Right. That's how desperate they were not to lose Romney's home state of Michigan. And so they're aligned with this insanity.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep. KT McFarland to close things out. Fox News security expert on Hannity.
No, it's not torture. And I think there's a second issue, which did it work? And it worked. And if it worked and it's kept the United States safe for this last 10 years, even if it's torture, it's probably worth doing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. Wonder if she has any relatives serving in the U.S. military.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a great idea that we should just, all countries should just throw off the ban on torture.
You know, if you're going to go on television as a security expert, Eric, you might want to peruse the Geneva Conventions once you go.
But it's interesting, that point about it worked. That was definitely part of this furious pushback last week, the anniversary of bin Laden's killing.
Right.
It came up like time and time again. Oh, you know, Obama had nothing to do with this. Anyone would have made that call. And by the way, we found bin Laden because of torture. So this is a talking point that's just never gonna go away.
Yeah.
President, nobody would have done it.
Yeah, of course. Eric Bowler, great stuff as always. Media Matters this week, and we'll see you again next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
There he goes. Bye-bye.
It's not torture, but if it is, I don't care.
Wow. All right, 29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a smoking little pistol, isn't she?
Yes.
And she's single.
Oh, shush. 34 minutes after the hour. Stop highlighting my loserdom. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. JT in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, JT.
Hi. Hey, Stephanie and the Mooks. How are you all?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I wanted to first ask if I could be the official African-American Christian woman who fights for gay rights for the Stephanie Miller Show.
Please and thank you.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Sure.
We needed one desperately.
This Saturday I went out with some girlfriends. We went to a sisterhood party, if you will. It was a bunch of ladies over 40 kind of talking about issues. But one of the questions or comments that was brought up is, one of my friends just came out and she's gay and I don't know, I don't want to go to her wedding. And I'm like, hey, my best friend in high school came out and I was actually disappointed because she came out after she had a wedding and I wanted to go and why wouldn't I want to go? And everybody, supposedly Christian in the room, was like, oh no, I wouldn't do that. That's against my beliefs. And I'm like, hey, how many of you had premarital sex? How many of you lived with your boyfriend before? These are all sins. So why are you,
picking and choosing?
Well, it's different
picking
what I'm doing.
I know, exactly. So I could not believe, I keep hearing and listening to the talk shows that talk about African Americans that don't agree or don't feel there's a civil rights issue here. I didn't understand that because that's not who I usually hang around with, but I saw it this weekend and I was shocked. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
there
is
racism within our, or sexism or whatever you want to call it, within our own culture.
Yeah, well, you know, that's all you can do is combat it one person at a time and put your own human face on it, right?
And, you know, and I left because I'm like, hey, they're not going to bash my best friend from high school like this, but I left my lights on. Yeah. The car battery died. I had to go in and wait until someone take me home.
No. Hey, listen, I remember my best friend in high school dated the only black guy in our high school, which in 1970-something, trust me, was a big deal.
Oh, my God.
And I remember starting then, I was like, you racist bastards, you rednecks, leave her alone. She can do whatever she wants.
You know, how short is our memory? How short is our memory?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We all got to have each other.
How short is our memory?
Another thing, how short is our... All right. We all got to have each other's backs. That's our point.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Janine in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Janine.
Hey, first-time caller. Okay. So glad I finally found your show.
Thank you.
I live outside of Raleigh. There was a very small street fair in my town. And, of course, there was the one and only GOP tent with a couple of people campaigning. And they wanted to hand me a Republican sticker, and I put my hand up. I said, oh, no. And I said, well, you know, let me backtrack. And my poor daughter's going,
were they like, how about a half-price Victor the Victory Elephant?
Yeah.
No? All right.
So my poor daughter's going, Mom, please, please, please don't go back. Please don't go back. So I had to go back and say, so where are you on Amendment 1? And he said, I don't believe the government should get involved. I said, oh, then you're going to vote against, right? And he said, oh, no. I believe in what's in the Bible. I said, where in the Bible does it say that women should not have some sort of domestic violence protection? Where? Show me the passage, and I'll do whatever I can. And there was five men standing there, and not one of them, not one could say a word.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. By the way.
They only read the book of Bitch Had It Coming, which is the Old Testament.
Yes.
Not a very popular
one. Yeah, I think they edited that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They focus grouped that one. It didn't
by the way.
Everybody must get stoned.
Another war
on... talking in public.
Yes. You guys are going to have to bring stones every morning because I do not stop yapping.
Yeah.
3 hours.
Chick won't shut up.
And she's wearing two kinds of fabric.
Right? And there's got to be something against chicks and hats in the Bible.
Eat shellfish.
Yeah. She brings in that chupino, whatever it is.
Something.
The devil's bouillabaisse.
Listen, all I know is my brand of tuna is best. In other war on women news, House Republicans...
If there was one thing
Stephanie Miller
was sure of, it was that her brand of tuna was best.
And that I need another cigarette before I do any more announcing.
Republican-led House version of the Violence Against Women Act would not only strip away Senate-passed protections for undocumented LGBT and Native American victims, it would also contains a dangerous provision that violates an undocumented victim's confidentiality by allowing immigration officials to speak with and ask for evidence from his or her abuser. So it lets their abuser know that they called for help. Oh, that seems wise. Undocumented victims already feel calling police because they risk deportation in doing so. This portion of the bill adds on another level of fear by alerting their abusers that they've sought help.
God.
Jim, you're right. They should all just name all the bills Bitch Had It Coming bill.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Republicans and LGBT people, I'm used to, you know, them being against that. What do they have against Native Americans?
I don't.
Send them all back where they came from. Oh, wait.
A lot of people cannot play on our reindeer games. Okay. Mary in Tennessee, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mayor.
Hi there. How's everybody?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say about this buzz in North Carolina about marriage equality that it's been framed kind of wrong. The whole thing is that they're not giving anyone any new rights. Gay people have a right to get married. They just are supposed to choose to get married to straight people.
Yes.
And so they're not giving them any extra rights. They're actually restricting their rights. And I think it's one of those, you know, Republicans love to say it's a slippery slope. Well, they could arbitrarily say, okay, well, if you're nearsighted or farsighted, you can wear glasses, but you can't wear contacts because that ruins the sanctity of 20/20-sighted people.
Yeah.
Aspen's a slippery slope, and yet it's very popular.
Yes, interesting enough. Thank you, Jim. Good point. Okay.
Really?
Really, Jim? Kathy in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Kathy.
Stephanie.
Hi.
I want to preface my remarks by saying that I am a volunteer for the Obama campaign.
Yay.
And I also live...
I want to preface my remarks by saying yay.
Thank you.
All right.
And I also live in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, which is probably one of the most Republican areas in the state.
Yep.
And every time there is a contentious election, which, of course, the last one was also, my husband and I this time are wearing the new Obama buttons about and around and about, I should say.
Yes.
And my husband was at a corner grocery store and waiting in line to check out. And he noticed this guy kind of giving him dirty looks. And my husband, being a man and not really basically very confrontational either, didn't really pick up on what the vibes were. But, you know, he was loading the car. And this man walked up behind him and he said, you're voting for Obama and you drive a Lexus? And my husband looked at him and said, you're serious, aren't you? Then there were some jacks, some
traitor.
Mumbling, some exchanges back and forth, and no fingers, no center fingers, but
oh, good.
Some other nasty words that were exchanged. But this kind of thing might we experience in the last election when we wore our T-shirt that said, somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we would get these dirty, filthy looks at the grocery store, too. And we love it. My husband
at least,
said, this is
at least
really
our bumper stickers
fun.
Were funny.
Yeah,
exactly. That was a funny. That was a good one.
Oh. By the way, Mike
yes.
and Raleigh in the current chat room
yes.
Says, in honor of George Goober Lindsay dying, I would ask that all other goobers in North Carolina to stay home tomorrow.
Please stay home.
Yeah.
And don't do anything goobery. Okay. Cynthia in Pensacola, Florida. Hey, Cynthia, welcome.
Hi. I am so in love with you. I am a loyal listener and
thank
viewer.
You.
Current is one of my favorite things in the morning to watch.
Aww.
You keep me laughing. You keep me informed.
Thank you,
you
Cynthia.
You definitely tell the truth. I just had to say it this morning. I said, I can't hold it back any longer. I've got to tell her how much I love her.
Aw, Cynthia, how old are you? Do you mind my asking?
28 going on 53.
There you go.
Bring it, sister. Let's do this. Right. She said that cackly laugh. That
yeah,
I
love.
Love
it.
She sounds like Magda in Something About Mary.
Or Tan Mom.
Noah in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Noah.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Go ahead.
You know, I think going back to the war on terror, I mean, one thing I think we got to stop doing as progressives, as liberals, is giving the right credibility or any kind of giving what they say any kind of time and credibility, because I don't think these people have any interest in the common good. If you take a look at the war on terror, I mean, I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist, but it seems to me that, you know, with Osama bin Laden, they didn't want to ever catch him. If you look at your Cheneys and your Rumsfelds, they wanted a
boogeyman
somebody to chase
to keep,
a boogeyman, right?
Yeah.
And
yep.
so
To keep people afraid. Exactly.
Keep people voting Republican.
Angela in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Angela.
Hey, I love you, Mama.
I love you back. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, you know, with the black and gay issue, you know, I'm a gay woman, and I agree with you. The blacks need to have our backs, too. But, you know, I just wanted to say we really need to see the difference with each other. As far as the blacks, I can't walk into a store. I can walk into a store, and if people see I'm white, I can pretend that I'm heterosexual. But as
right.
a black person, the black person really can't walk into a store and pretend they're white. At the same token, I'm
right.
trying to say this fast because I'm driving.
Yeah.
At the same token, I have had to come out to my family as gay. As a black person, you don't have to come out to your family as black.
Yes, so, unless they're really not very perceptive, you probably don't have to.
Exactly. So there's the, you know, there's the issues with both sides, and it's different, but it's the same. It's all about human rights. You know,
right. Yeah, and rights are, as I said, right, as I said last week, bigotry is bigotry, and, you know, and rights are rights. That's, I made that point earlier, Angela, that even if you believe being gay is a choice, why does that make it okay to discriminate against somebody? You choose your religion, you choose a lot of things. It doesn't make it okay to discriminate against someone.
Exactly. We need to be in it together.
Yep, there you go. All right, Angela, thank you. All right, the president on the campaign trail, 2012.
Governor Romney is a patriotic American who's raised a wonderful family. He sincerely believes that if CEOs and wealthy investors like him make money, the rest of us will automatically prosper as well.
Yeah, Romney.
And he's wrong there.
Romney is for he's for everybody if you happen to be somebody that wears white pants and a blue yachting jacket.
And a skipper's hat.
As he did in this
Good heavens, a Yale man.
Exactly. All right, more crunchy audio goodness from the president on the campaign trail as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-12.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll-free from anywhere to join the party. Wow! Republicans have a new ally on the war against women, Jim. Republican women. Jen Brewer, Governor Cryptkeeper.
Yeah.
Signed... That's what she said. As she signed
tan
the ban.
Mom.
As she signed...
Magda.
She should have a tan-off with Jen Mom. Jen Brewer signs a ban on Planned Parenthood funding in Arizona. How about that? Uh-huh. Take that, Arizona women.
We just want unplanned parenthood.
On Friday, Arizona Governor Jen Brewer signed into law the whole Women's Health Funding Priority Act, which bans Planned Parenthood and similar groups that offer abortions to women from receiving any state funding at all. The move, of course, will have a significant impact on lower-income Arizona women who rely on places like Planned Parenthood for many of their health care needs, only 3% of which are abortions. So thank you,
so basically, she thinks that any woman who makes less than her does not have the right to get health care.
Right. Have you seen the new Funny or Die?
We just posted it on your Facebook page. So.
What is this called? I forget.
Republicans Get in My Vagina.
Okay. It's Kate Beckinsale and a couple other actresses who are in this.
Oh, I'm a busy woman with a lot on my plate. And I'm a Republican.
I need a government that can move with the times. And I am a Republican.
What do real Republican women want from their government?
I don't want government in my banks.
I don't want government in my classrooms.
Where do I want government? In my vagina.
In my vagina.
Way, way deep up. Up there in my vagina.
In my mother's vagina.
In my daughter's vagina.
In my great-grandmother's vagina.
My right to choose? What about my right to choose to not have a choice?
Being a woman means having a vagina. But it doesn't mean we want to have control of it.
It's gushy, and they secrete things. Have you ever really looked at it? It looks like an unshaven clown. They're actually kind of scary. They're like a black hole. Like a massive black hole that lures thousands of stars into its unrelenting gravitational pull. No. Not thousand. Just one. Sorry. I messed that up. It's one star. It lures one star. Joey, you can't have a cookie before dinner. Look, I make big decisions all day. And now the Democrats want me to make even more?
I could have the government provide access to affordable birth control, decide when I want to get pregnant, do tests on the fetus to make sure it's healthy, and then have a baby.
Or the government could restrict birth control, up my chances of getting pregnant with an unwanted child,
forcing me to have an invasive vaginal ultrasound with no diagnostic purpose,
scare me into refusing tests that they say more often than not end in abortion,
and then have a baby. It's just easier.
Who are you going to listen to? Your doctor?
Or a Republican?
Don't you want someone like your dad in your vagina?
Oh,
I do.
I do.
Oh, I'd love to have my dad involved in my vagina.
And luckily, during rape and incest, my omnipotent vagina knows it's wrong and secretes a hormone to keep me from getting pregnant.
Oh, God.
We all win.
Let the Oval Office take care of your Oval Office.
Open up your legs and let the government in.
paid for by the Real Republican, Real Women of Real America.
I don't think they were entirely serious.
Really?
Really?
What gave you that impression?
I think the tongue was firmly in the cheek there.
Or somewhere.
Oh. Wow. Speaking of Republican women, Michelle Bachmann told Christian Broadcasting Network that her presidential campaign was extremely careful and almost mistake-free.
Sure.
And towards the end, almost vote-free as well.
Yeah. On what planet was her campaign mistake-free?
The Lord. I don't think there's a planet named Dar.
No.
The Lord called me to get into the race.
Oh, boy.
The Lord likes a spoiler, I guess. Not a winner. He just wanted to, you know.
The Lord's a prankster.
So that's what she's calling Marcus right now.
Yes, the Lord called me to get into the race, and I'm glad I did. She says she was partially responsible for the change of heart in Mitt Romney on the repeal of health care reform. Right. Mm-hmm. Bachmann criticized the media, which she said covered her campaign rather critically.
Well.
By pointing out that she seemed to be a completely unprepared dope?
Yeah.
Maybe. I think one thing I learned is a person has to be extremely careful with what they say. Make sure you have Elvis Presley's birthday down because that's important and know where John Wayne was born. Well, among a bunch of other things.
Yeah. She said that her campaign was mistake-free and then she pointed out at least two of them right there.
Couple.
All right.
Those glaring, obvious ones.
She said we were extremely careful and we were almost mistake-free except for those 2 points.
Yes, and we almost won the war except for losing it.
Except the one about two of the founding fathers worked tirelessly to end slavery.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
Also, just getting Marcus involved in your campaign, that was probably a mistake.
Perhaps. Perhaps a different stylist.
You people who won't vote for Michelle are bastard people.
People don't.
And I hate you and your ass faces.
People don't like chicks in bone white, apparently, Marcus.
And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jessica in Ohio, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Jess.
Hey, Mama, what's going on?
Not much. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say folks were absolutely unequivocally hyped Saturday, all 14,000 plus of us, regardless of what Mr. Drudge says. There are about 1,000 folk who are on the floor, so I guess that, you know, that must count, but not everybody wants to sit in a nosebleed seat.
Right.
My sister and I were lucky enough to sit behind the president, so my sisters were watching on TV, and my nieces saw us on TV, so that was a plus.
Yep. It seemed pretty enthusiastic, although it's hard to, you know, it's hard to top the momentum that you see in all of his gatherings.
Yeah.
Ooh. Those people look like they all have really, really bad gas, or they're just really there under duress.
They're nailed to the seats. Of course they look uncomfortable. They can't get up and move.
Bill in Albany, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Mama.
Hey.
This is the official courier driver of the Stephanie Miller Show, eagerly awaiting the Boston gig where I can see you guys in person.
Yay!
So,
okay.
Anyway, just wanted to let you know how pissed off I am still at Obama. The price of gas has now gone down 18 cents in my area, I need somebody
bastard
to blame for that.
That's funny. See, he was employing irony there. Gas prices fall 12 cents per gallon since Obama announced the speculation crackdown.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
The national media, especially Fox News, were quick to report, media says that the sky was falling when Republicans tried to make rising gas prices a political liability for President Obama.
But when they're coming down,
not a
peep.
The conversation dominated political news for weeks as the national average peaked to about $3.93 a gallon. Since President Obama talked about oil speculation, gas prices have fallen to about $3.80 per gallon and are expected to plunge below $3.50 by July. The president will have
makes
nothing.
Republicans furious.
Yeah, there's no mention of that. There's no mention of that on Fox News. Curious that.
Hmm. Huh.
58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Well, I've said it before. You know, if someone leaves a bongo at your house, I think it was a good party.
Yeah.
I think so. Saturday night, and you asked what happens when TV and radio people party together. Kablooey. I don't really remember much. I just woke up with
bongos
a bongo.
Bongos happened.
Bongos happened.
That happened.
So,
bongo.
That happened. All I remember is a lot of people getting drunk and slobbering over all the hot chicks from Current. And I apologize.
By everyone you
I know
mean.
A lot of especially pervy people. Brian writes, remember the Dick Van Dyke parties where they would push the furniture to the edges, throw some cushions on the floor for seating, and Laura would look hot and sexy and dance to bongos?
That was pretty much it. Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah.
Well, I picture stuff more like Sally belting out a show tune and imitating Jimmy Durante. Yeah, that's closer. That's... Jim.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash. Wherever you are.
Did his Mick Jagger play the harmonica?
He had the moves like Jagger.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jim brought his usual. It's getting bigger and bigger. Jim, I thought he was just going to bring his harmonica.
Yeah,
he brought
guitar and amps.
Yeah, electric
amps.
Guitar.
One guitar, one for the amp.
Sure,
for the
two harmonicas. Different amps. He has roadies. Yeah. You invite him to a party, he has to hire a whole
I am my own roadie.
Rebecca brought bongos, a teeny tiny piano.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
A little
banjo.
Schroeder
banjo.
Piano.
Was cute.
A little Schroeder piano and a banjo.
Just all the instruments with O in them, except for an oboe.
Yeah. My friends had Rob and Danny both have guitars. It was a whole. It's just getting.
I didn't
beat.
Bring anything.
People, we had to have people pulling up. They thought it was the Greek theater. I was like, move along. It's a private party.
You see Ted Nugent here? No.
Surprise, boy band didn't come over and try and belt a few.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to lure all the famous singers in the area to come perform for free.
Except there's no auto tuning, so they.
All right. Because it was one of my first weekends as a single lady. All single ladies. All single ladies. Put your hands. Okay. Eric in Ohio wants to thank me for averting doomsday. Steph, you may not realize it, but you and Lisa breaking up may have just saved the world from Armageddon.
Mm.
Dogs and cats should not be living together. I'm talking Old Testament stuff, real wrath of God type stuff. Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies, rivers and seas boiling, 40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave,
the
human sacrifice, mass hysteria.
Portions.
You prevented all of it. Thank you. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to use my pain for your enjoyment, Eric, and to save the world. All right. Oh, and then someone sent me this to cheer me up. Maria Bamford, who is hilarious.
Yes.
She did, this is on Craig Ferguson talking about Delilah, you know, like Love Songs on the Coast.
Mm-hmm. I can't listen to Love Songs on the Coast with Delilah. Where are you calling from tonight? What are your requests and dedications? What's your name? Happy holidays. Where are you calling from? Hi, Amy, calling in from Tustin, Arizona. What's going on with you tonight, Amy? So you and Matt broke up. That's hard. That's tough. What do you want to say to Matt tonight? We'll play that for you. That's Penny Lover by Lionel Richie.
That's delightfully weird. Okay. And Mark in Charleston, Steph, I decided to be less of a cheap ass this year and get my mom more than just a card. I ordered Pro Flowers and typed Stephanie in the box. Thank you, Mark. That's all I wanted. Thank you. Speaking of sponsors, I spoke last week about that Ray and Bonnie of Mephisto Great Lakes passed away last week, which was very sad for our. We have our whole little family. And Julie in Seattle wrote, hey, Mom, I'm very sad to hear on the podcast Bonnie and Ray fame passing away. Even though I never met them, I was choking up right there with you. I was also touched to hear you include me in the ranks of the freakish assembly who have become Stephanie Miller Show family over these low so many years. If you ever get a call from my husband with my last beaver report, please know. By making me a part of the show, you made my life happier as well.
Aww.
Just make sure your husband gets that beaver report to me, Julie.
Because you need it now.
Yeah, stop it. Jim Louise, stop it.
All
right.
It's like waiting for the ratings or the previews at Sardi's. Yes, I'm waiting for my beaver report.
Damn it, Julie, you're late. All right, the president.
He won't tell us how he paid for his new $5 trillion tax cut. A tax cut that gives... an average of $250,000 to every millionaire in the country.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, think about that for a minute.
So, shut up.
Stuff. The jobs report released by the Bureau of Labor showed 115,000 jobs created in April. The unemployment rate dipped to 8.1%. Mitt Romney called it very, very disappointing. We should be seeing numbers in the 500,000 jobs created per month. This is way, way off from what would happen in a normal recovery. Just for historical perspective, monthly job growth has exceeded 500,000 only five times since the end of the Eisenhower administration.
Oh.
So if you really think a President Romney is going to be adding 500,000 jobs a month with his policies, you're all up in the night. All right, the president...
And now, after a long and spirited primary,
Republicans in Congress have found a nominee for president who's promised to rubber stamp this agenda if he gets the chance.
By the by, economy has recovered all the private sector jobs lost.
Under George Bush?
Yes, since Obama took office.
That's right.
As of April, there are now more private sector jobs in the U.S. than there were in January 2009 when President Obama took office. You read that right. We have now replaced all the private sector jobs lost while Obama has been president. That was no mean feat, given that over the course of 2009, the private sector shed 4.2 million jobs. Unfortunately, the news not nearly so good when it comes to the public sector, where there are currently 607,000 fewer people working than there were when President Obama took office.
That's because Republicans have turned down every...
That's what I keep saying. Progress, saying if you want to understand why conservative efforts to slash funding for teachers, firefighters, and cops is bad for the economy, look no further than this graph. Uh-huh. And that's what I've been saying over and over again. If the public sector had kept up with the private sector, what the president's been able to do there, we'd be in a much, much better shape.
It's the multiplier effect. If people in the public sector have jobs, they can buy stuff, which puts more people to work for the businesses where they shop. It's not rocket science.
There you go, being all logical. As I was mentioning earlier, Clinton Labor Secretary, that's the last time it was 4%, Mittens.
Yeah.
When Bill Clinton was in office.
Under a Democrat.
Uh-huh. Yes. Mitt Romney said that anything
taxes on the rich.
Mitt Romney said that anything over 4% unemployment is not cause for celebration. The U.S. last achieved a sub 4% unemployment rate in December 2000, the end of President Clinton's
term. Administration.
Yes, with the exact opposite policies that Mitt Romney is endorsing.
Wow.
On Twitter, Robert Reich, as I read earlier, Secretary of Labor under President Clinton, reminded Romney of how America got there. Romney says unemployment should be 4%. I was Secretary of Labor last time; it was 4%. We got there by raising taxes on the rich and investing in education and infrastructure. Romney, of course, proposing the exact opposite, massive tax cuts for the rich at a closed-door fundraiser. Was that the one where he was wearing the white pants and the Navy yachting jacket that was so jaunty?
Oh, lovey.
He revealed he planned to make massive reductions in education spending and also proposed cutting funding for infrastructure.
Yep, because who needs that? So a couple hundred bridges are ready to collapse at any moment.
Yeah. Walter in Cincinnati, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Walter.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Listen, I'm so angry and disgusted with. I hear that in the next 6 months, we're going to have the super PACs on my side, Karl Rove and Liz Cheney, and there's those from the left, those from the independents, are going to spend between a half a billion and $1 billion on trash TV, hate commercials that no one will listen to. I'm told that we have about 25,000 totally disabled soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan. Why don't we ask these super PACs and the president and Mitt Romney to match $1 in a trust fund for those soldiers for every dollar that they spend on trash TV? Money spent for nothing, while this money could go to help these great soldiers who gave so much of their body and their hearts.
Walter, that's a great idea, but you know, it's also why it's important to vote, because you have a Supreme Court that gave us Citizens United, which created this.
Right.
And it is the conservative justices that created this ridiculous law that's allowed this. And the vast majority of the American people are against. Pardon me. Okay.
Of course, people like Dick Cheney consider those guys suckers because they couldn't get out of going to war.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They couldn't figure it out.
Marcia in Raleigh, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Marcia.
Hey, listen, you need to step back. I'm about to rant.
Okay.
listen, I need to talk to my black brothers and sisters out there. First of all, we need to stop this. Oh, woe is me. My discrimination was worse than anybody else's crap. Okay. The lady said that gay people can say that they could pretend not to be gay. That's not true for all of them.
That's
and
right.
I know there was a time when there was black people who could pass for white. They did because of the situation, the climate
that's
that
right.
they were in. And what about the gay people? I mean, what about the straight people who are perceived as gay and they get beat up? What are they supposed to do?
That's
all
right.
If y'all
that's why any kind of discrimination is wrong, period. You're
exactly,
absolutely right.
Exactly. If you get out that book, Howard Zinn's People History of the United States, he told that back in the 1700s, the blacks, the whites, and the Indians were being mistreated together on whatever plantation or indentured servant, and they planned together to escape and revolt. And what the owners would do was take the whites and say, hey, you shouldn't band together with them. Your cause is different. We're going to give you a little extra money. And that has gone on down to the house Negro and the foreman on the job. They try to take those who have the same cause.
laws and separate them out. Mm-hmm. This is a discrimination issue, and it's a separation of church issue. What are they going to do next? Say, atheist, you can't get married because you're not in the Bible? This is crazy. What about that man that has seven wives? Who cares? He can have whatever he wants. If those people are in that contract and they want to do that, that's their doggone business.
That's right.
Separation of church and state and discrimination. And, you know, and there have been times when even people like Jehovah's Witnesses have been beat up and killed.
Because
they're different. This is crazy.
Yep, you can choose your religion and you shouldn't be discriminated against. You go on, girl.
All right.
Yeah, Marcia.
All right, go. It's your birthday. Marcia for president. You heard her. You heard Marcia. Vote against Amendment 1 tomorrow in North Carolina. All right, 17 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number up the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie.
Yeah, that's right.
Not really. No.
Somebody should get you at the source. 23.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of sucks. Everything in the song kind of sucks. Not really ironic.
Yeah.
No. 23.
Black fly in your Chardonnay. Ironic.
No.
Icky.
No.
But not.
No.
Really.
Gross. Unsanitary. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, by the way, Mama in the Mooks. Whitney writes. I didn't hear Rebecca's Enya harmonica jam until yesterday. Rebecca, darling, that is not your talent. Learn to dance or twirl a baton. Okay. That's Rebecca's bongo from my party Saturday night. May I just say we're a little sleepy now, but we feel better now that having met Jackie Schechner because we go to bed at...
That's stupid o'clock.
And get up at...
Insane o'clock.
She goes to bed at ridiculous o'clock and gets up at holy o'clock.
Yeah.
To do Bill Press's show before ours and then our show.
Yeah.
It's like that thing about I had no gloves until I met a man with no hands.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh,
I was talking to Courtney.
Our life isn't so bad then.
Yeah, I was talking to Courtney and she says, yeah, I usually get my 12:30 memo from Jackie. And I'm like, 12:30 in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah, she goes to bed at 5.
And gets up at midnight.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You get an East Coast news person.
Well, so we love Jackie, and we're happy she's doing it.
She could get,
she's awesome.
She could get up at a reasonable hour, like 3 a.m.
Jackie, we apologize for everybody getting drunk and slobbering over you in addition to your awful schedule. We apologize. All right.
She's amazingly lively considering it.
Yeah, I would have been just dead to the world if I kept her schedule and came to your party.
It makes us feel like we have a life, actually.
Yeah.
Betty in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Betty.
Welcome to you. I found you last week. It's so nice to see another intelligent woman on television.
Sweet mystery of life. We found each other. Thank you,
Yay.
Betty.
Hey, I'm so happy. I'm an older woman, okay?
All right.
I'm pushing 70
Me too.
Years old.
I'm close
you're,
enough.
You're a child. Okay. Mother's Day is coming, a holiday for women, whether or not you are a mother. Pay attention. They're trying to take everything away from us again. I marched in the streets in the 60s. We don't need another war. Women are people, too.
We have
rights. I'm sick of old, ugly white men taking them away from us. Who cares if you're gay? Really? Do I care who you sleep with? Do you care who I sleep with?
Exactly.
I really don't. I really don't, Betty. All right,
you feisty
bra burner.
Smart woman.
Thank you, Betty. All right.
Who cares about sexuality, really?
Right.
As long as you're of age and consenting, I don't care. Get married. Be miserable like everybody else.
Yeah.
Betty, you're plucky. You are plucky. I love you, you bra burner. What?
Oh, God, it's so frustrating to see this going on and on and on.
That's
and
right.
The whole racial thing. Please, really? Because their skin's a different color?
All right, Betty, I love you. I love you, Betty. All right, get it out. Get it out,
wow.
Girl. Get it. Harumph. All right, the president on the campaign trail.
The real question. The question that will actually make a difference in your life. And in the lives of your children. It's not just about how we're doing today. It's about how we'll be doing tomorrow.
Chia. Mm-hmm. By the way, at an event in Pennsylvania, Romney was confronted by a veteran who asked him how he will make sure big oil doesn't take over at the expense of smaller refineries. Addressing the Keystone Pipeline, the man said, big oil is taking over. Romney, once again being really butch, said that pipeline from Canada, if I'm president, we'll build it if I have to build it myself.
God.
Men, 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 men. Oh, please, with your country club chick hands. Oh. Of all the pathetic, awkward Romney moments when he tries to act butch.
Girl.
Just,
yeah.
Please.
I'll show him what for with fisticuffs.
Yes. Come out to the grounds and I'll fight you like a man.
Sandy and...
Well, I'll pay some guy to do it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Sandy in Virginia. Hey, Sandy.
Yo, Steph.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm the owner of the VAGYNYA license plate in Virginia that Rachel had on her show.
Oh.
I take my life in my hand driving in Virginia with that on my car. But the reason I'm calling is I went to protest at Romney's little show last Thursday in Portsmouth, Virginia. I think he came in by boat.
But that's
anyway,
right.
There was hardly anybody there, and the people walking out were like, you know, not even smiling. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
Because I also went to see Obama Saturday at VCU,
mm-hmm. right.
which was amazing. But one guy, you know, I didn't see any. We all stood outside 3 hours to get in. Sat, I stood because I wanted to be close. I stood on the floor for two hours for him to get there. Not one angry word. Not one. Nothing. It was perfect.
Yeah. Some yeah. Well, you know, Sandy, all you have to do, you don't even have to go to those things. You have to look at any picture of any Obama rally yeah. and any Romney rally. And literally, yeah. Romney's looks like a hostage video, and the president's. Everybody, no matter who it is, kids, troops, I mean, just all these smiling, like, rapturous faces, you know, trying to touch him, and it's just, oh, admittance.
There's a bit of an enthusiasm gap.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, the president.
If people ask you what this campaign is about, you tell them it's still about hope. You tell them it's still about change.
Yeah, 2012, I'm in. The president, one more time.
If you're willing to work even harder in this election than you did in the last election, I guarantee you we will move this country forward.
Step forward, forward.
The Romney slogan should be, he'll do, I guess.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Your butt just gave me a brilliant idea.
My goodness. Oh, we met the man that runs the Ass Cam at my party Saturday
That's right.
night. He's very muscly, like you. Mm. This hour brought to you by Solar World. Solar World's been making solar panels right here in America since 1975. Go to solarworld.com to find out more about the leader in American solar.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're on the TV, people have questions. Natalie in Atlanta. Jim, it's for mm-hmm. you. Hi, Natalie.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
This is my first time. Usually I'm at work,
okay.
and I'm laughing and carrying on, and my other Georgia people have no idea what I'm talking about, what I'm thinking about.
That's right.
But I am in the hospital waiting on a medical procedure.
Uh-huh.
And on my dying bed, I'm watching Steph. But I have a question. Why don't Jim have toilet paper in front of him?
No, it's a paper towel.
No, it's paper towels.
Just a paper
it looks like
paper it's
towels.
Paper towel. All right.
Yeah,
paper.
It looks like.
Yes,
Cause,
no, he's.
Because they don't give me bathroom breaks, so
yeah.
I just have to.
Yeah, he's fine.
Just have to squat in the corner.
This isn't. Thank God this doesn't come in smell-o-vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably because of the Mexican food Courtney made. It's making me
yeah.
fat and giving Jim the runs. Thanks, Courtney.
Oh, by the way, we have a correction.
Yeah.
Apparently that drum is not a bongo. It's a djembe.
Oh.
Djembe.
All right.
So, yes, listeners have been sending
Mostly
in cards
and
letters.
I'm getting emails from people that are amazed that Jackie Schechner goes to bed at 5 o'clock. Like a baby. Who's a baby in the family? This baby of the current family.
I'm sure naps are her friend, just like naps are my
friend.
My
friends Rob and Trish, they think of me as the baby because they actually make plans with me, and then they make plans with real people. So they just tell their friends, we have to put the baby down.
And
she goes to bed at 7, and then we'll be over for a real person
Right,
thing.
The real party starts
Yeah, the real party starts. The normal people are out. Because they have a baby. Connie in Minnesota, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Connie.
Hello.
Hi.
First-time caller, many-time listener.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm just north of Minneapolis and just south of Ticktown.
Okay. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm calling about that lovely guy, Ted Nugent.
Ugh.
It's just disturbing to know that he can still blather like he does and carry a gun around.
Yeah. No, I know. Well, exactly. And I'm glad. I can't believe I must have been within yards of him. I ran by the Greek Theater last night, and he was playing there. And I was like,
He's icky. I think we need an amendment to the Second Amendment. So you have the right to bear arms unless you're a complete nutter.
Yes.
An absolute lunatic.
Like Ted Nugent.
Who shouldn't
be allowed to play with
sporks.
Yeah, it was REO, Speed Wagon, and Styx, who I would see.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. And then he was the third one on the bill. But they nixed him at Fort Knox.
Yeah, they did.
Guess what? You don't get to talk like that about the Commander-in-Chief. Okay. What are you motioning me?
I don't know if you want to play 17 again. But
oh, what's that? Oh, sure. Why not? Well, the lovely and talented Ted Nugent. Here we go.
Very moderate. Call me when you sit down across from someone who has more families with dying little boys and girls who get a call to take them on their last fishing trip in life. Call me when you meet someone who does that more than I do. Because that's really moderate. In fact, you know what that is? That's extreme.
Mm.
I'm an extremely loving, passionate man, and people who investigate me honestly, without the baggage of political correctness, ascertain the conclusion that I'm a damn nice guy, and if you can find a screening process more powerful than that, how's that sound?
Wow-wee. He offered to suck his or that producer over there.
That female producer.
He's a giver. He's a giver. He's extremely passionate.
He and Mel Gibson should get together. They'd have a lot to talk about.
Wow-wee.
Yeah. And,
I just am doing this story in order to say, Circle Z!
Yeah. By the way, Laura Ingraham said that whole tirade was winning. Was Ted Nugent winning?
Dell winning? Tiger won? Yeah.
So apparently she thinks misogyny against women is winning.
Awesome.
Neat.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Laura.
A socialist won the French election. Beating
And his name is Hollande.
Sarkozy.
So it would be the Hollandaise.
The Hollandaise administration. Mmm, tasty.
Mmm. He promised
Vice President Bechamel. Bechamel mucho.
He promised a 75% income tax on the rich.
Wow.
And wants to renegotiate a European treaty on trimming budgets to avoid more debt crisis of the kind facing Greece. Greece also uprising against the austerity measures.
How's that austerity thing working out, Paul Ryan?
Mm.
Yeah, it turns out working folk in Greece and France don't like austerity measures brought about by things they didn't do.
Right. Causing, look at that, recession and record unemployment.
Yeah.
Ah.
Shock doctrine.
Ah.
Working people have no part in causing that.
Heavens to Murgatroyd. Okay, Michelle Obama on the campaign trail.
We're here because we want our children to have good schools, you know? The kind of schools that push them.
Guess what Romney's going to cut? Education and infrastructure.
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle Obama.
We just cannot turn back now, right? Right. We have come so far. But we have so much more to do.
And President Obama talking about jobs on the campaign trail as well.
More than 1 million jobs in the last 6 months alone. So that's the good news. But there's still a lot of folks out of work, which means that we've got to do more.
Danette in Georgia on Romney. Hey, Danette.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi there. I'm thinking that if every Obama supporter does not get out and make sure that he's reelected, then we all need to self-deport ourselves somewhere else.
There you go. You go. See what you did there? Okay. All right, and Mittens on the campaign trail.
This is a time when America wants to have someone who knows what it takes to create jobs and get people working again. I think it helps to have had a job, to create a job, and I have, and I will.
In China.
We're number 47. We're number 47. Okay.
I like firing people.
Sure.
What?
Philip in Durham, North Carolina. Hey, Philip, welcome.
Hi, thanks. I just have a question. Stephanie, have you read Amendment 1 in North Carolina? Have you read
it? Yes.
Can you find me the place where it's destroying domestic violence laws that protect individuals?
It would do a lot of things that are unintended. For instance, it would stop straight couples that are not married from having hospital visitation rights.
Where does it say that in the law?
It's in there.
Yep.
Well,
the way it will be interpreted, that is in there.
Well, Philip, the gay marriage is already illegal. It's already illegal in North Carolina. Amendment 1 does not make it more illegal. It is already illegal.
Okay, well, if it's already illegal, what's the problem with Amendment 1?
Why do you need it?
Well,
if it's already illegal, why do you need Amendment 1?
Yeah, what do you think Amendment 1 does?
It's protecting marriage as defined by the state.
It's already illegal in North Carolina.
Gay marriage is already illegal.
How can you protect it more by making it more illegal?
What it is doing is it's protecting against interstate travels here from other states where they have sanctioned same-sex marriage in coming here having custody disputes in regards to property in divorce court. So it is upholding the institution as defined by North Carolina law.
And it's also taking away rights that are already afforded to North Carolinians.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, that is a fact.
It's not an opinion.
It's a fact, Philip.
It would cover anybody that is unmarried.
All right, well, Stephanie, what's wrong with...
Including straight people.
With homosexuals or those that are for same-sex marriage to go through the democratic process and get their own officials, local officials, to come up with their own amendment? Why is there this hatred for the amendment that is going through the proper legal channels? And everybody's talking about
because
love,
there is so much attention to it, Philip, because it is so particularly mean-spirited and redundant. Gay marriage is already illegal in North Carolina.
Right now it's super illegal.
Yes.
You can say it's redundant. I just told you it's protecting against interstate travel, and it's also protecting in regards to activist judges.
Nice talking point, Philip.
Oh, boy. All right, you get disqualified for the talking point. Bill Clinton explaining things, as Bill Clinton can, on a robocall in North Carolina.
Hello, this is President Bill Clinton.
Hello.
I'm calling to urge you to vote against Amendment 1 on Tuesday, May 8th. If it passes, it won't change North Carolina's law on marriage. What it will change is North Carolina's ability to keep good businesses, attract new jobs, and attract and keep talented entrepreneurs. If it passes, your ability to keep those businesses, get those jobs, and get those talented entrepreneurs will be weakened. And losing even one job to Amendment 1 is too big a risk. Its passage would also take away health insurance from children and could even take away domestic violence protections from women. So the real effect of the law is not to keep the traditional definition of marriage. You've already done that. The real effect of the law will be to hurt families and drive away jobs. North Carolina can do better. Again, this is Bill Clinton asking you to please vote against Amendment 1.
Deborah.
Thanks.
What does he know?
He left George Bush that awful surplus that he had to get rid of.
He left that awful 4% unemployment rate. Deborah in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Deb.
Hey, Stephanie, longtime fan.
Thank you.
And I was just calling because it frustrates me. Why isn't mainstream media not even commenting on Ted Nugent's tyrant? Yet the top story will be, you know, some model who needs to get $46,000 a month. And the concern
and the fact that the president neglected to mention that a Beastie Boy died.
Correct.
Well, that's the big story.
Correct. And the conservatives are always claiming, including my mother, who is like your mother, is always claiming that we're so liberal. And that mainstream media is so liberal.
Yeah. Well, hasn't that myth been long ago exploded in liberal media?
You can't get more mainstream than Fox News, which is the number one cable news network. They're the mainstream media.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if my mommy's like your mommy. My mommy's probably better than your mommy.
I love my mommy.
Just
saying. She voted for Bush twice.
I just said we don't talk about that.
Okay.
Don't talk about that. Oh, Steffi, he's doing the best he can. All right.
He's so radical.
That's really?
Called damning with faint praise.
That's the best he can do? Okay. Oh, here's good news for my mom. Dick Cheney's Demon Seed looks like she's going to run. Liz Cheney refusing to deny she's planning to run for the Senate in Wyoming, as if the Senate could be any worse. Yes, it could. Please and thank you. All right.
Yeah, 10 bucks says she hasn't had a residence in Wyoming in years. Uh-huh.
All right, 45 minutes. Yeah, I think she's spoken at like 6 events. Mm-hmm. Wyoming, that's all the events there's ever been in Wyoming, is there?
Well, there's that.
6 people apiece. Okay, when we come back, we got Snooki news. We got a Snooki fight on our hands.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, okay.
Snooki versus Tan Mom.
Right? 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Coming up after this commercial, I will be talking even louder.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
All stuff in the world and melt with-
Stephanie Miller.
Melt, really?
Yeah.
You see the difference, and it's getting better all the time.
What about the melting thing, though?
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, do it. Melt for me. 50 minutes after the hour.
Melt with you.
With me, sure.
You just have to melt as well.
All right. I don't... No!
1-800. Preheat to 400 degrees. Melt.
We'll wait and do that when we're in Tampa for the RNC.
With all the heavily armed yahoos.
Yeehaw! Jamie writes, Steph, I have a friend who's normally rational, has jumped onto the Ron Paul bandwagon. He's claimed to me even Stephanie Miller supports him. I find this hard to believe. Okay, I support half what Ron Paul says, and the other half is completely crazy.
Well, even sometimes three-fourths of what he says is
anti-war.
But then he goes on these
racist rants.
Really wrong.
No, black people at lunch counters.
Computer says no.
What?
People should have the freedom to discriminate against anyone they want. And the discriminate people have the right to shut up.
Oh, I knew it would be a loving, magical morning. Hang on a second. Billy and a Republican Love Muffin in Texas wants to apologize to you, Chris, for calling you Buckwheat last week.
Yeah, I had to live with that all weekend, Billy.
He meant to call you Spanky.
Sorry.
Good morning, Spanky, then. Okay.
Good morning,
Listen,
Billy.
Guys, I did want to offer an explanation and an apology because I know you guys are oversensitive over there about anything.
No, we're not.
Shut up. You're the one who's oversensitive.
Well, stand by just a second. When I was a boy, there was a show on TV called Wise Guy. And in the later years, there was a character that came on. It was kind of a tough guy that called everybody, especially the main character, Buckwheat. And my brother used to call me Buckwheat all the time. Now, I, honest to goodness, the other morning when we were talking, I was just kind of caught up in the moment, and I called out Buckwheat just kind of like I call out asshole.
Yes.
Thanks, Billy.
Yeah, great.
Now Buckwheat doesn't have a job. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, you old...
Courtney, did you get that at Current as well?
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. Ashley in Chapel...
So I went from Buckwheat to the a-hole.
Okay. Yeah. Ashley in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, I just wanted to respond to the very confused Philip from Durham who called earlier.
Yes.
I'm not sure if he's just confused or if he's a complete moron, but either way, he is totally wrong on what Amendment 1 is going to do for the people in our state.
Yep.
It's already, gay marriage is already illegal in North Carolina, much to my chagrin and the chagrin of my entire family. Mm-hmm. But it bars the state or private enterprises from recognizing any legal domestic union. So if you are a straight couple who's been living together and your boss has been providing health insurance to you and your partner, that's going to be stripped away from you.
Well, you have to die.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Great.
And so this is an enormously broad-reaching law that is not needed, and it's enshrining discrimination into the Constitution.
It sounds
it's
like
horrifying.
Judicial activism.
All right, Ashley, I'll play. What was that guy's name?
Philip the moron.
Oh, Philip, I'll play him and you play. But that's not what a guy told me at the Harris Teeter that gave me a flyer.
Exactly. You know, what kills me is I have two little boys, and we drive around and we see the Amendment 1 signs for and against, and they are so confused as to why anybody would have a problem with two people who love each other getting married, and how that would affect my relationship with my husband is just beyond them. And you think if a 7-year-old can see that, what is wrong with these people?
There's a dangerous level of tolerance in your kids. I'd watch out for that.
Oh, my God. And Harris Teeter told me that my boys, my boy is going to have to wear a tutu to sucker.
Exactly.
Give me a flar.
I got a flar.
A flower?
No, flar.
Not a flower, a flar.
Elliot in North Carolina. Hey, Elliot.
Hey, everybody, repeat caller, and I just want to, first of all, second what the woman, who's also from Durham, just said about the intrusions onto not just homosexual couples, but straight heterosexual couples that choose not to enter into a marriage contract but want to have a civil union or a civil, or any kind of civil partnership. But the other issue is, and again, this, you guys repeat this consistently, as do a lot of progressives, that this amendment is being driven by the folks who talk about small government, about keeping government out of people's lives. And so, number one, here we have a party and a movement trying to insert their belief system, enshrine it in the state constitution, which in effect, amendments to a constitution should be based on what it positively does for the citizenry of that state or country or what have you. In this case, we're talking about I lost the word.
That's all right.
Restricting what the citizenry can do.
Yeah,
but more importantly, this is all based, and I read the local paper here pretty much on a daily basis, and I read the letters to the editor, and there's been a lot of that back and forth, and primarily it's been anti-amendment, but the pro-amendment letters have consistently talked about this is, you know, the definition of marriage enshrined in the Bible, and it's specifically in the New Testament.
Yep.
And, you know, and one letter writer made a really great point. He said, if we just substituted the word Bible, you know, substituted the word Quran for Bible,
right. Mm-hmm.
In this same argument, all of these right-wing folks, conservatives,
yep,
would have an absolute fit.
There
yep,
you go.
Absolutely. By the way, what's that guy's name, Stuart?
Philip.
Oh, Philip. They called in?
Yeah.
Philip Harris and Teeter are two guys, and they're married. To each other.
I don't think so. I don't think that's correct, Stephanie.
I'm just trying to freak them out. So I wouldn't trust nothing you got in a flyer. Harris Teeter.
That flyer is printed on pink paper.
All right, listen, I am breaking Snooki news. I've got to get to the
God.
Important thing. Snooki and Tanning Mom are
yep.
fighting. Tanning Mom fired back at Snooki, claiming the reality star is the biggest hole in the world, much like
well,
you, Bucky.
Much like me, instead of...
For criticizing yeah. her life decisions. Patricia, she's the
yeah.
tanning
mom.
Under fire for taking her 5-year-old daughter to a tanning salon. Was out in New Jersey yesterday. Someone asked her about the comment Snooki recently made to Extra that bitch is crazy. Tanning mom shot back saying she's the biggest hole in the world. She's fat. She's fake. Her fake. She's disgusting. Well, there's a classy with a K off.
Oh, my God.
But she said she'd still like to meet her. She said, all this said and done, I'd still like to meet up with Snooki.
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 Tanning Mom looks like Ötzi, the 5,000-year-old man they found in the Alps.
Yeah.
She's about the same color. She's tanned like a saddle.
Just
like
oh,
Jan Brewer.
Imagine her and John Boehner or John Boehner, you know.
Have an orange
going at it.
Right?
Or her and Jan Brewer going at it.
Aww. We have yeah. a, we have yeah. a, we made a tiny Cheeto. Oh, look. Look. All right. Tomorrow is, of course, Tuesday.
Yes.
Charlie Pierce?
Yes, and David Schuster, just confirmed.
The most interesting man in the world.
Yes.
All right. We will see you then on the Stephanie Miller Show.